Let's bring in our experts on the economic fallout, the strategy inside Iran, and the lessons learned so far. Let's start with Diane Swank, the chief economist and managing director at KPMG, one of the largest accounting firms in the world. And good morning, Diane. I want to ask you right away, we've already seen rising oil prices, gas prices. What's your read on what's happening?
Well, the longer this lasts, the longer the tail of it are in terms of higher prices at the pump, but more importantly, disruptions to global supply chains. We know that from the pandemic and from our sources in the Middle East, when you shut production down and idle production, it's easier to turn the lights out than ramp it back up again. It could take weeks to months to get much of the supply that's currently been idled in the Middle East back online again. And that means it's compounding the disruptions to supply chains the world over. We're now looking at a scenario where we expect oil prices to hover above $100 a barrel and maybe even spike in the weeks to come. That will show up as soon as 4 to 6 weeks from the initial shock in things like food prices at the grocery store because of transportation costs. It starts rippling through the economy fairly quickly, and we're already 3 weeks in. So we're very concerned that this is much more of a stagflationary shock than what we saw in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine. That's because we don't have the backdrop of creating hundreds of thousands of jobs each month. And remember, with the inflation that we saw back then, we also saw most Americans feeling that the U.S. economy was in a recession, even though we were generating hundreds of thousands of jobs a month.